Jnanatmarangasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Panchakaupatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschachade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasade Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're hearing about Gopkumar. I call her boy from Govardhan, who has a mystical mantra which he uses to travel into the spiritual world. And he went to Vaikuntha and then to Dwarka.
We一直在聆听的是Gopakumar的历程，他是Golden山的一位牧牛童，他有一首非常玄秘的神秘的mantra，他吟诵着这首mantra，旅行到了Vaikuntha，后来他又来到了Dwarka。
So in Dwarka, he went to the home of Uddhava, and at that time Narada Muni came to visit.
在多尔卡期间呢，他居住在乌达瓦家中，后来纳达穆尼就前来看望他。
And Narada Muni understood the mind of Gopkumar. Narada Muni omniscient. He knows everything, so he knew what Gopkumar was thinking.
因为纳达穆尼呢，他无所不知，所以他就知道Gopakumar的心思。
So Gopkumar, he knew that Gopkumar was not fully satisfied in Dwarka. Although he was able to be with the Lord of Dwarka, Lord Dwarkadish, who is none different from Lord Krishna, he was not fully satisfied. It wasn't as good as Vrindavan.
他知道他心里头就是不满，虽然他和Dwarkadish，Dwarka之主。 在一起，而Dwarkadish跟Krishna是一样的，但是呢，他还是思念Vrindavan。
So Narada Muni tells Gopkumar that far away, there's a place far away from Dwarka, where they are at the present time. He said, far away from here, there's a place called Goloka, and it is it's a very wonderful place. It's much different from Vaikuntha.
Narada Muni 就告诉Gopakumar，就是在离Dwarka很遥远的地方呢，有一个地方叫Goloka。 那是非常美妙的地方，和Vaikuntha有很大的差别。So
Narada Muni knows that Gopkumar is very dear to Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna is very dear to Gopkumar.
Narada Muni就知道 Krishna 非常喜爱Gopakumar， 而Gopakumar呢？ 也非常的钟爱Krishna。
They have an intimate relationship because he's from Govardhan. Gopkumar is from Govardhan, and Govardhan is the home of Lord Krishna. So they're very close to each other.
他们的关系非常亲密， 因为 Gopa Kumar 是来自 Govardhan、所以呢 Krishna 呢就跟 Gopa Kumar 的关系很近。
And Goloka is the topmost planet in the spiritual world.
Goloka 是灵性世界最高的星球。
It's above Vaikuntha even.
甚至是在外昆塔之上。
The material world is covered by 8 layers. The different elements cover the universe.
物质世界呢是被覆盖着整个宇宙的八个外壳所围绕着。
So material world is under Mother Durga.She takes care over the material world.
物质世界是在母亲 Durga 母亲的掌管之下。Durga 母亲她就照料着这个物质世界。
And above the material world is Lord Shiva's place.
在物质世界之上呢，超越了物质世界之上的是主 Shiva 的居所。
And above Lord Shiva's place is Vaikuntha.
而在主 Shiva 的居所之上面是 Vaikuntha.
But Goloka is above Vaikuntha.
而 Goloka 呢又在 Vaikuntha 无忧星宿之上。
And in Goloka, there's also the city of Mathura. Just like Gop Kumar had...Well, there's, in Vaikuntha, there's also the city of Mathura. Just like there's a city of Mathura in the material world, there's also a city in the spiritual world of Mathura.
就像在物质世界的有 Mathura 城，在 Vaikuntha 也有 Mathura 城。
So Mathura is like the... Mathura is the capital city of the district of Vrindavan. There's a district Mathura, and Vrindavan is in the district Mathura, and the city of Mathura is the capital of the whole place.
就有一个Mathura 它是一个整个的一个区域，Vrindavan 呢是属于 Mathura 的其中的一个部分，而 Mathura 呢 ，Mathura 镇又是整个这个区域的首府。
And the 12 forests of Vrindavan are all included there.
文达文的十二座森林都在其中。
Mathura is not different from Goloka.
Mathura 和 Goloka 没有区别。
Mathura has her own identity, which is separate.From the forests of Vrindavan.
Mathura 有自己的身份和Vrindavan 它是有差别的。
But you could say Mathura district includes Vrindavan and all the forests of Vrindavan.
但是可以说这样说，就是 Mathura 区它是包含着 Vrindavan 和十二座森林的。
Yeah. The 12 forests of Vrindavan, very important part of Mathura.
Vrindavan 的十二座森林是 Mathura 的重要组成部分。
And the whole region of Mathura is a land of cows, so that's why it's called Goloka.
Mathura 的整个区域呢是充满着母牛的，所以呢它也被 称为 Goloka。
The land of Goloka is famous everywhere, but it's very confidential.
虽然 Goloka 这片土地呢是闻名遐迩的，但它又是非常机密的居所。
So although the district is Mathura, the place is called Goloka because all the cows.
虽然这个区域呢，它是 Mathura 区，但是呢，因为它是充满着母牛遍地，所以又被称为 Goloka。
Even when Indra offers prayers to Lord Krishna, he also talks about Goloka.
甚至连天帝 Indra 向主 Krishna 献上祈祷的时候，他也谈到了 Goloka。
So it's not that Goloka is not known; it's well known, but it's not easy to go there.
所以 Goloka 呢并不是鲜为人知的，而反而它是为众人所知，但是却不容易到达这个地方。
You have to be very pure in your devotional service. You have to develop love for Krishna to enter there.
你的奉献服务必须是非常纯粹的。并且发展了对 Krishna 的爱，才能进入那个区域。
You have to have pure love for Krishna without any speculative knowledge or fruit of desires. You have to be, it has to be really pure devotional service.
必须对 Krishna 怀着纯爱，并不掺杂着任何心智推敲的知识，也不掺杂果报活动的欲望，必须是纯粹的奉献服务。
And to develop this kind of love for Krishna, you have to study the example of people of Vrindavan, like Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, and also Srimati Radharani and the other gopis.
为了发展起这种纯粹的纯洁无瑕的爱，一个人呢，他必须仔细的研究 Vrindavan 的居民，比如说南达大君、亚修的母亲 Srimati Radharani 和那些勾皮牧牛姑娘们。
So to develop this pure love for Krishna, you cannot think about Krishna as just being very powerful, because if you think of him just as being very powerful,then there will be a lot of fear, and there will be a lot of respect and reverence.
为了对 Krishna 发展出这种纯洁无瑕的爱，你不能把 Krishna 想成一个强有力的人物，因为如果你是这样看待 Krishna 的话，内心就会怀着恐惧之情和敬畏、尊敬畏。以及很多的尊敬。
So to develop the love necessary to enter into Goloka, you have to think of Krishna as a friend, a very dear friend.
为了要进入 Goloka, 并且发展起这种爱，你必须得把 Krishna 想成你，看成你非常亲密的朋友。
And that this kind of love, where you think of Krishna in an intimate way, is higher than any other love found even in Vaikuntha.
对 Krishna 的这种亲密的爱，它是甚至超过了 Vaikuntha 的居民对至尊主他的感情。
So this is the special kind of love which is there in Vrindavan has to be cultivated in order to enter into Goloka.
这是文达文居民独有的情怀，所以一个人要想进入格洛卡，必须要培养起这种情怀。
And there's no love like this anywhere in the material world.
这种爱在物质世界是找不到的。
And it's not even found in Vaikuntha.
这种爱在 Vaikuntha 你也找不到。
But this love in the mood of Vrindavan is the highest of any love found anywhere.
在任何地方，在所有的地方的所有的这种情感当中， Vrindavan 的爱是最崇高的爱。
Because this love is based on it being very, it's very intimate and very sweet.
这种爱，它是既亲密又甜美。
And at the same time, there's amazing opulence there.
与此同时呢，它还蕴藏着令人惊异、令人惊叹的富裕。
But at the same time, there's also a simplicity, a very special simplicity there.
与此同时呢，它还是非常的简单的、简朴。
So Lord Krishna and the people in Goloka, they have this love, which it appears to be like people, ordinary people in the material world, but it's very, very transcendental.
主 Krishna, 在 Goloka 居民当之间呢，他们所拥有的这种爱，表面上呢，好像是世俗的人他所怀有的世俗的爱，但他就是非常非常超然的。
And the love found by Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, when Mother Yashoda will just think of Krishna, and immediately milk will flow from her breast.
亚修的妈妈，她只要一想起 Krishna， 母乳就会立刻就从她的乳房中流出来。
And Nanda Maharaj, he is always, there's always tears of love of Krishna flowing from his eyes.
而对于南达大君而言呢？他的眼中呢，总是流淌着对 Krishna 的爱的，激动的泪花。
And the cowherd men in Vrindavan, they use everything, even their wives and children, simply for Krishna's pleasure, not for their own.
而Vrindavan的牧牛郎们，他们甚至会将他们的妻子、孩子们用来取悦 Krishna， 而不是为了取悦他们自己。
And the ladies in Braja, they will all have the mood of Mother Yashoda.
而那里的女士们，她们的心态也都是跟亚修的妈妈的心态相似。
They think of Krishna as their own son.
她们把 Krishna 看成是自己的亲生孩子。
And sometimes they will try to dress themselves to look like their own daughters just to please Krishna.
有时候他们甚至会把自己穿着打扮的就像自己的女儿那样，只是为了让 Krishna 高兴。
Oh, Krishna. And Krishna's friends, they're always They always want to be with Krishna and to see Krishna. They cannot tolerate to be away from Krishna.
Krishna 的朋友们，他们总是想跟 Krishna 在一起，他们甚至不能忍受片刻跟 Krishna 的分离。
Even if Krishna will walk behind a tree, they lose sight of Krishna for a moment, it's unbearable for them.
即便是 Krishna 是躲到了树后，走到了树的背面，他的朋友们片刻看不到 Krishna 的时候，他们也感到难以忍受的分离之情。
And then the cowherd girls, the gopis, that they experience ecstasy just going to meet Krishna or in being with him.
而那些牧牛姑娘们，那些年轻的女孩子们，当她们跟 Krishna 相遇，和 Krishna 在一起共处的时候，内心就感到极度的狂喜。
So the people in Vrindavan, they enjoy this sweet loving dealings with Lord Krishna.
Vrindavan 的居民们就这样享受着跟 Krishna 之间的甜美的爱的交流。
But although Vrindavan, Goloka, is very opulent, the people don't try to enjoy the opulence. They're very simple. They're very basic village simple people, like village people.
虽然文达文 Goloka 充满着富裕，但是那里的居民们从来不会试图享受这些富裕，他们只是非常简单的村民。
And they're able to take at the same time, these people are able to take part in all the different pastimes of Lord Krishna.
与此同时，在此期间。他们始终能够参与 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
They can understand the nature of Lord Krishna's pastimes.
他们能够深深理解 Krishna 逍遥时光的本质。
And there they enjoy food and drink, they enjoy the company of friends and relatives, and they enjoy being with Krishna.
他们也会享受饮食，也享受着跟 Krishna 在一起的时候这种友谊。
The young child, he was.Gives so much pleasure to the people of Vrindavan just simply by his being the little child. And Mother Yashoda would always want to feed her breast milk to him.
他作为Vrindavan的一个小男孩，他的这种孩提的这种逍遥时光，总是能给居民们带来快乐。而亚修的妈妈呢，总是想给 Krishna 喂奶喝哺乳。
Krishna appears to be just like an ordinary child.
Krishna 表面上看起来像个普通的小男孩。
He covers his opulence because he's enjoying the loving dealings with all the other people of Vrindavan.
他掩饰了自己的富裕，因为他只是想跟文达文的居民有一种爱的交流。
But at the same time, although he's like an ordinary child, still he will perform these amazing pastimes which only he could do.
虽然外在的好像他是一个普通的小男孩一样，但是呢。他去上演着只有他自己才能上演的令人惊异的逍遥时光。
So Krishna enjoys to have to play this, and he enjoys being in the mood of a cowherd boy, and he hides his godly powers, he hides his divine nature. Just wants to be an ordinary human.
Krishna 呢就扮演着一个普通牧牛童的角色，他掩饰了自己神圣的神力以及他神圣的本质，他只是在那里呢享受着像普通人一样的那种逍遥时光和交流。
But at the same time, he enjoys having the goddess of fortune to massage his lotus feet, and he does things which only God can do.
与此同时，他还享受着幸运女神为他按摩莲花足，而且他的行为举止呢，是只有神才能做到的。
So the in Goloka, the love between Krishna and his devotees increase much more than in Vaikuntha.
在 Goloka, Krishna 和他的奉献者之间的爱就在不断的增长着。
So Narada is going to tell us why Krishna does not behave the same way in Vaikuntha as he does in Goloka.
Narada 接着就要解释为什么 Krishna 在Vaikuntha 不像他在 Goloka 那样的行为举止。
We know in Dwarka and in Ayodhya, Krishna is not so intimate with the deal, and there's more respect and reverence given towards Krishna. But in Vrindavan, Krishna is very, very intimate with the devotees.
我们知道在多尔卡在阿尤迪亚那里的居民们都非常的尊敬他畏惧他没有那么亲密但是在文达文呢 Krishna 和奉献者之间呢有着非常亲密的关系
So Ayodhya and Dwarka they're like a secret part of Vaikuntha
Ayodhya 和 Dwarka 就好像是文达文的一个秘密的部分
But they have the same kind of mood as Vaikuntha. The same, there's awe and reverence for Lord Krishna or Lord Rama, for the personality of Godhead. In Ayodhya, it's Lord Rama, but in Dwarka, it's Lord Krishna. But in both cases, the devotees will be very respectful to him.
Ayodhya 的主是 Rama.多尔卡的主人是 Krishna 他们都是人格神手那里的居民们对他都是怀着尊敬之情
Actually Dwarka is superior to Ayodhya and Ayodhya is superior to Vaikuntha
实际上多尔卡是高于 Ayodhya Ayodhya 呢又超越了 Vaikuntha.
They're superior because they're even more opulent than Vaikuntha.
之所以它更加优越，是因为它有比 Vaikuntha 更多的富裕。
So we see that Lord Rama in Ayodhya, Lord Krishna in Dwarka, he's never so much under his devotees. He's always over them. He's always they're always below him and respectful to him. Not like in Vrindavan.
在 Ayodhya 和在 Dwarka, Krishna 呢从来不会处在他的奉献者之下。他总是 他的地位总是高于他的奉献者。
So in Goloka, the devotees there, they enjoy special pleasure activity. They have very special pastimes with Krishna and they can enjoy the highest sweetness.
在 Goloka, 那里的居民享受着跟 Krishna 之间特殊的消时光，而且享受着特殊的甜美之情。
So Narada Muni, he doesn't tell us what these pastimes are, not yet.
Narada Muni 呢，到此为止还没有详细的阐释这些消时光具体是什么。
But in Goloka, both Krishna and his devotees, they enjoy pastimes in which they're equal. They serve each other equally.That one doesn't dominate the other.
但是在 Goloka, Krishna 和奉献者之间，他们之间的消时光呢，他们享受着平等的关系，而彼此相互的服务着。
So Narada Muni says that place, Goloka, that is the most confidential place of the Supreme Lord.
所以纳达穆尼说道 Goloka 这个居所它是至尊主最为机密的一个地方
But at the same time Goloka appears like an ordinary place of the material world
与此同时 Goloka 好像是物质世界的一个普通的地方
And it's in GolokaKrishna shows the perfection of his pastimes.
正在 Goloka, 至尊主展示了他消时光的完美。
But these pastimes can only be understood by very fortunate souls.
这些消时光只有那些非常极度幸运的人们才能够理解。
So Goloka is greater than all the other, even the other places in the spiritual world.
Goloka 甚至比灵性世界其他的地方区域都更加伟大。
And Krishna in Goloka is greater than all the other forms of the Supreme Lord in different places in the spiritual world.
在 Goloka 的 Krishna 他也要比灵性世界其他地方的至尊主的地位都更加伟大
Krishna in Goloka is sometimes he's known as Hari and Hari means one who steals the heart of everyone with his pastimes with his beauty
在那里呢Krishna 有一个名字叫 Hari Hari 的意思就是他用他的消时光他的俊美他偷取了所有人的心
So why is Goloka so wonderful? Why is it so glorious?
Goloka 他为什么这么光荣呢
Because it's the most perfectOf all the places everywhere, it's the most perfect because its purpose it's beyond everything in the spiritual beyond everything in Vaikuntha, everything in Dwarka, everything in Ayodhya. It's higher than all that.
因为在 Goloka, 它是尽善尽美的，它的一切，它的目的都超越了 Vaikuntha, 超越了 Ayodhya, 也超越了 Dwarka.
And in the material world, Mathura district there in the material world, and in the Mathura district, Gokula is there. Gokula is Goloka's expansion on earth.
在物质世界的马图拉区域呢，包含了一个地方叫 Gokula。Gokula 是 Goloka 在物质世界的扩展。
And it's also greater than Vaikuntha.
它甚至比 Vaikuntha 还要伟大。
So Narada Muni says, you know, he said, you know, I'm trying to tell you about it, but it's very difficult to tell anything.
Narada Muni 就说到了，我试图向你描述这一切，但这一切都难以形容。
Narada Muni said, I have this, it's like a jewel. I have this jewel. I've kept it in my treasure chest of my heart. But now I'm going to show it to you.
Narada Muni 说道，它就好像是我心灵的宝盒当中的一个珠宝，我现在想要把它呈现给你。
So Narada Muni has the great eagerness to tell Gop Kumar about this, about Goloka and about Krishna in Goloka.
Narada Muni 现在就非常渴望向 Gopa Kumar 讲述 Goloka 的 Krishna.
And he's going to tell Gop Kumar something which he never told anyone before.
他将要向Gopa Kumar 讲述他前所从来没有讲述过的事情。
So he says, at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, Krishna comes to the material world.
他说，在 Dwapara 年代之末， Krishna 降临物质世界。
And he comes with all of his partial expansions, and they come to this place, Mathura.
他带着他的部分扩展一起降临到了 Mathura 区域。
And Krishna comes at that time, it's to satisfy his own desire, that he's eager to enjoy his pastimes with his devotees.
他降临是为了满足他自己的渴望，满足他自己的欲望，去享受跟奉献者之间的逍遥。
So Krishna comes to earth at the end of the Dwapara Yuga.
因此 Krishna 是在 Dwapara Yuga 之末降临地球。
And all of these great devotees, they all come with him to take part in his pastimes.
所有这些伟大的奉献者都参加了他的逍遥时光。
And they assume many different forms, they all assume many, they appear in many different ways.
他们就显现为不同的形象，以各种各样的方式来出现降临的。
So Krishna gives up his attack, he gives up Vaikuntha and other places in the spiritual world, and he leaves all of servants in the Vaikuntha and in Dwarka and Mathura, Ayodhya, and he comes to the material world to perform his pastimes.
Krishna 呢就放弃了 Vaikuntha， 放弃了灵性世界所有其他的地方，他也离开了在 Vaikuntha。Ayodhya Dwarka 的那些仆人们只是为了在降临物质世界 来向念他的逍遥时光。
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all the forms of Vishnu, they're all included in that form of Krishna.
Krishna is 至尊性格神首，Vishnu 的所有其他的 Vishnu 形象都包含在 Krishna 的形象当中。
So when Krishna came to Mathura, he brought with him all of his expansions with him.
当 Krishna 降临 Mathura 的时候，也把他所有的扩展都一同带来了。
They're not different from him, but at the same time they have their own identity.
他们跟 Krishna 没有区别，但同时他们也有自己的独立的身份。
So Krishna doesn't worry about Indra in heaven.He doesn't worry about all these people. He gives up even Vaikuntha. He gives up all the opulence of Vaikuntha and he comes to Mathura.
Krishna 丝毫不担心天堂的国王 Indra. 他放弃了 Vaikuntha 的富裕来到了 Mathura.
And he even puts aside, he neglects Mahalakshmi, the goddess of fortune.
他甚至忽视了 Mahalakshmi, 幸运女神。
Now they're all very devoted to Krishna, but Krishna is coming for a very special purpose. He wants to enjoy the mood of Vrindavan.
他们都是 Krishna 奉献者，然而 Krishna 以特殊的目的显现，他只是为了享受Vrindavan 的心态。
He wants to enjoy the happiness of the company of these special devotees who enjoy this Vrindavan atmosphere.
他是为了享受这些特殊奉献者的陪伴带来的快乐，享受 Vrindavan 的氛围。
Only the devotees of Vrindavan are able to satisfy Krishna by taking part in his very special pastimes.
只有 Vrindavan 的这些奉献者才能通过参加他在 Vrindavan 的小时光，令 Krishna 感到心满意足。
So on earth.There is Gokula, right? Goloka is in the spiritual sky and Gokula is on the earth. And Gokula also shows very special qualities which are sometimes not found even in Goloka, in the spiritual sky.
Goloka 处在灵性天空，Gokula 呢是在地球。但是在Gokula，他甚至展示出在Goloka没有的特殊品质。
So by Krishna's mercy, he becomes visible to the people of the people in this world who have good devotion for him, right?The people in Vrindavan, Krishna shows himself to all these people because they have good devotion for Krishna.
Krishna 呢是出于他自己的仁慈，才在这个世界在 Vrindavan，让世人看见他自己，展示给他的奉献者们。因为他的奉献者们对他怀着特殊的奉爱。
And Gokumar knows that when he was in Vaikuntha, sometimes the Lord of Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan, would disappear. He would go away.
Gopakumar 在 Vaikuntha 的时候，有时候 Vaikuntha 的主 Narayana 有时候会消失，会离开那里。
The Lord Narayan would come to the material world sometimes. He would leave this place in the spiritual world to come to the material world.
有的时候，主 Narayana 会离开灵性世界，来到物质世界。
So different people, they will describe Krishna in different ways. Sometimes they will say he is the master of Vaikuntha, and others may say he is the Mahapurush who has 1,000 heads.
不同的人，以不同的形式描述着 Krishna。有的人描述他是 Vaikuntha 之主。有的人描述他是 Mahapurush， 有着一千个头的人。
And some say that when Krishna came to Mathura city, that this is Lord Narayan.
有的人甚至说，当 Krishna 来到 Mathura 的时候呢，这个是主 Narayan。
And some say it's Lord Vishnu.And some say it's Lord Keshava, who is in the milk ocean, lies in the milk ocean, the Mahavishnu.
有的人描述他是 Vishnu， 有的人描述他是 Keshava， 躺在牛奶之洋的 Mahavishnu。
So different people, they understand Krishna, they understand the personality of Godhead in different ways.According to their own ability, their own understanding.
不同的人，他是根据各自的理解，根据各自的能力，对人格守神怀着不同的理解力。
So people have their different visions about Lord Krishna's position.
不同的人。
Who is the personality of Godhead? Some say Vishnu is supreme, some say Mahavishnu is supreme, and some say Keshava is supreme.
不同的人呢，对于人格神首的地位呢，就有着各自的意见。有的人说 Vishnu 是至高无上的，还有的人称 Mahavishnu 才是最高的。还有人说 Keshava 才是最了不起的人物。
Or some say Lord Shirodakshayi Vishnu is the supreme because Brahma takes birth from him.
还有的人说 Shirodakshayi Vishnu 是至高无上的人物，因为主 Brahma 是从他那里诞生的。
Yeah, Shirodakshayi Vishnu is actually Keshava. When we say Keshava, that's the name for Shirodakshayi Vishnu.
Shirodakshayi Vishnu, 他就是 Keshava. 当我们谈 Keshava 的时候，指的就是 Shirodakshayi Vishnu.
Keshava means he has beautiful hair.So Lord Shirodakshayi Vishnu has very beautiful hair.
Keshava 的意思就是长着一头美发的人，因为 Shirodakshayi Vishnu 他的头发呢非常的美丽。
So Krishna has very beautiful black hair, and his hair is always nicely combed.
Krishna 呢，他有着一头非常美丽的头发，而且呢是梳理的整整齐齐的。
And Krishna never has any white hair. He has no gray hair.
你从来不会在 Krishna 的头上找到一根白发，也找不到一根灰发。
He's always young. He doesn't grow old.
他是青春年少的，永远不会显现出老相。
So different sages, different devotees, they understand the Lord, the personality of Godhead, in different ways according to their own realization and their qualification.
不同的圣者们就根据他们各自的觉悟、各自的资格，对主呢怀着不同的理解。
Actually, all these forms are all included within Lord Krishna.
实际上，所有上述的种种的形象都包含在主 Krishna 的体内了。
So we may wonder how could they all have so many different opinions about Krishna's identity?
我们可能就会提出这样的疑问：为什么不同的人对 Krishna 的身份都有不同的理解呢？
Because these people, they're supposed to know the scriptures, so shouldn't they be able to know the full identity?
因为这些人呢。本来应该对于经典有着充分的理解，那么难道他们没有认识到 Krishna 完整的身份了吗？
But we should understand these men have they have simple intelligence. Their intelligence is there, but they're simple. They cannot analyze Krishna because it's just too difficult to understand Krishna.
答案就是这些人的智力智性非常简单，他们不能分析 Krishna， 因为 Krishna 太难以理解了。
And they know, you could also say they know the truth about Krishna, but they want to describe the Lord in this particular way.
也可以说这些人呢他们实际上是了解有关于 Krishna 的真理呢，但是呢他们就想以特定的方式来形容 Krishna。
They say that if you glorify any one of the Lord's incarnations, it's the same as glorifying all of his incarnations.
他们说，如果你荣耀 Krishna 的任何一个化身，那都是结果都是一样的，就是他都荣耀了 Krishna 所有的化身。
So the Lord of Goloka brings his own abode, he brings his own people, everything, he brings everything here to this earth.To perform his own pastimes.
因此 Goloka 之主他把他的居所他的人员他的一切都带到了这个地球来上演他的逍遥时光。
Uddhava is also very dear to the residents of Vrindavan.
对于文达文的居民而言，乌德瓦对他们也是非常至亲至爱的。
And Narada Muni says to Gokumar, "And you are from Braja yourself, so you don't have to worry."
Narada Muni 对 Gokumar 说道：“你是来自 Braja 的，所以你不用担心。”
So I'm going to say something very confidential.
我接着就要跟你讲述一些机密的话题。
He's going to describe the opulence of Goloka, the special opulence of Goloka.
他接着就要描述 Goloka 的特殊的富裕。
And Narada said, you know, because you're all from.You're all Braja people, so Narada said, in this house, because Narada's in Uddhava's house, he said, I can speak without worry, because I know you're all Krishna's people, you're all from, you're very dear to Vrindavan.
那么因为他们在 Uddhava 的家中，所以呢 Narada Muni 就告诉他们俩说， 我知道你们都是 Krishna 的亲信，所以你们不用担心。
You're qualified to hear this knowledge what I'm going to speak.
你们是有资格聆听我接着要给你们讲述的话题的。
So Krishna's sweetness in Goloka and Krishna's mercy in Goloka is greater than anywhere, any other place.
Krishna 在 Goloka 的甜美， Krishna 在 Goloka 展示的仁慈，远远的要超过任何其他的地方。
The special pastimes where Krishna becomes controlled by his devotees.Are not seen any other place.
在任何其他的地方都看不到 Krishna 被他的奉献者所控制的这种逍遥时光了。
So Nanda Maharaj has many fields because he has many cows, so he has a big land. So all of that land.Is enriched with the pastimes of Lord Krishna.
Nanda Maharaj, Nanda 大君呢有很多的拥有很多的母牛，因此他有很拥有很多的土地。所以在这些土地上呢，都充满着 Krishna 在上面上演的逍遥时光。
So Narada Muni is going to explain the different features of Krishna's glories in Gokula.
Narada Muni 将要描述 Krishna 在 Gokula 他所拥有的特殊的特征。
And first of all, Narada speaks about Krishna, about his godly opulence.
首先呢 Narada Muni 将要讲述的是 Krishna 的他的神性神圣的特性
This land of Vrindavan is so attractive that even the goddess of fortune she chose it as a place of her pastime
这个 Vrindavan 这个区域呢是这么有吸引力，连幸运女神也选择了这个地方来作为她从事逍遥时光的地方。
Although the goddess of fortune, she is not attracted by powerful controllers like Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, but she is attracted by the beauty of Vrindavan.
虽然幸运女神她不会受到任何有力量的统治者像 Brahma Shiva 这样统治者吸引她却被 Vrindavan 的美丽所吸引着
Mahalakshmi she attracts everyone in the material world we're all attracted by her opulence we want her blessings but she's attracted to Gokula
Mahalakshmi 被物质世界的所有的人都渴求渴慕 Mahalakshmi 的富裕和渴望得到他的祝福然而他却被 Gokula 所吸引
And Mahalakshmi she comes to earth she comes to Vrindavan on this earth she's the wife of the Lord of Vaikuntha she's the Lord Narayan's wife but still she comes to earth because She's attracted by the beauty, the opulence of Vrindavan.
Mahalakshmi 降临到这个地球，虽然她是主 Narayan 的妻子，她却被 Vrindavan 所吸引着。
And in Vaikuntha, Lakshmi has many duties to perform in the service of Lord Narayan. But when she comes to Vrindavan, she's free.To enjoy herself all the time.
Mahalakshmi 在 Vaikuntha 他在对主拿兰的服务当中呢，有许多职责要履行。但是，当他来到文大文的时候，他可以自由自在的，一直不断的在享受。
But still, the goddess of fortune, she's attracted to come to enjoy Vrindavan.
即便如此，幸运女神也被吸引着来享受文大文。
Because Lord Krishna appears here, so it attracts the goddess of fortune also to come for her pastimes.
因为主 Krishna 显现于此，所以也吸引了幸运女神来上演她的逍遥时光。
So Narada Muni is describing the opulence of Vrindavan. He said, any tree of its parts can fulfill all the desires of anyone who asks. Whatever they ask, they can get from any tree.
拿达穆尼就开始描述文达文的富裕。在文达文，每一棵树都能够满足任何人的愿望和要求。
But in Vrindavan, Krishna doesn't want to enjoy these things. He just wants to enjoy his pastimes with his devotees.
然而在文达文，Krishna 呢，并不贪求这些，他只想享受跟他奉献者之间的逍遥。
So a person who comes to these trees, he can fulfill all of his ambitions. He can desire anything from these trees.
任何人如果来到这些如愿树面前，这些树都能满足这些来前来提要求的人的任何的野心，他的任何的愿望，能满足他的一切愿望。
So the trees of Vrindavan have so much opulence, how can they keep it secret?
Vrindavan 的树拥有这么多的富裕，那么他们怎么能够保密呢？
How could it, this place of Vrindavan, how could it be a place for, be a suitable place for Krishna's pastimes when it's so opulent?
Vrindavan 它这么富裕，那它怎么能成为 Krishna 的一个消时光的合适的地点呢？
So Krishna does not show these opulences of Vrindavan unless it's for his pastimes.
除非是为了 Krishna 在其中上演消时光，否则的话 Krishna 是不会展示这里的富裕的。
Yeah, Krishna, because if there's no need for them,then Krishna doesn't show them to everyone.
因为如果没有必要的话， Krishna 就不会展示给众人。
But Krishna's pastimes are always going on in Vrindavan.
但是 Krishna 的消时光是始终在 Vrindavan 上演着。
And just sometimes,not very often, sometimes the opulence of Godhead will be seen in Vrindavan.
只是在有些时候，而不是经常能够Krishna 的富裕能够被展示出来。
Because sometimes if he shows the opulence, it can disturb the pastime.
因为如果他展示出自己的富裕的话，就会干扰到这种消时光。
Okay, so we will stop.
那我们讲课。接下来我们看一下有什么问题。
Yeah, any question?
Now there's no question. Yes, Mara. Here are some questions. The first, 第一个是喜宝。顶拜咕噜和老师们，这段时间我被抖音里的旅行和神话故事吸引了，然后念诵和日常萨达呢就变得像是赶作业一样没品质，虽然内心提醒自己专注于灵性学习，但是心意却又欺骗自己，时代前进了，全民在玩抖音，难道你要回到原始社会吗？请问咕噜，我如何才能从玩抖音的罪恶感中解脱出来啊？感恩。
Yeah, translate.
So, the 喜宝 is paying obeisance to Guru and all teachers, and during this period of time.She had been attracted by that software called Douyin in China. It's very popular. So
what is it?
Douyin. They are video, short video in this. Everybody can put their short video, including themselves and others, and how the others they are traveling, how they are playing their games, all kinds of things, how they are cooking. They can put all kinds of short video in this software. On WeChat, online.So this Mataji has also been attracted by this short video about the traveling and also the tell mystic stories and her sadhana and chanting slackened because of that and becomes like a routine, no taste, no quality. Although she reminds herself that she should be absorbed in this spiritual practice, but my mind cheated me that the time is moving forward. People all over the China, all over the world are watching this Douyin. So why do you want to go back to the original society. So the question is that how can I get rid of this guiltiness of watching playing with Douyin?
So you have to be armed with knowledge. Knowledge, you have to understand that these videos are not going to save you from the problems of life, birth and death.
你需要让用知识来武装自己，用知识的武器武装自己。你要告诉自己，就是这个抖音，这些短视频不会把你从生死的活生生的现实当中拯救出来。
There are always going to be distractions to try to take you away from Krishna.
有各种各样的吸引人的事物，想要把你的注意力从 Krishna 那里拿走。
We're always looking, trying to find something else to satisfy our senses, gross or subtle.
我们永远都是一直在寻找着，无论是粗糙还是精微的这种让我们感到 粗糙的感官享乐和敬畏的感官享乐，我们都在努力的寻找着这些事物来满足我们自己的。
You know, we watch sometimes before you're going to cinema or you're watching television, and we can do these things also for a long time, spend hours watching television and watching movies one after another. It's all useless, waste of time.
在此之前呢，人们我们会去电影院，或去看电视，长时间的坐在电影院或者电视之前追剧，看着一个又一个的电影和一个又一个电视节目，但这一切都是浪费时间，都是没有用处的。
We just simply become more forgetful of Krishna, and the time is lost. Valuable time is lost.
我们忘记了 Krishna, 而时间呢也被浪费掉了。
And no benefit. There's nothing. You're not getting any benefit at all from watching these silly things.
从观看看这些愚蠢的视频当中，得不到任何的好处。
So we have to control the mind. You have to control the mind by good knowledge, intelligence.
你必须通过知识，通过良好的知识，通过智性控制心意。
When we become convinced about the importance of Krishna consciousness, then you'll put these things aside to focus more on devotional service.
当我们全然信服了 Krishna 知觉的重要性，就会把这一切置之不理，放在一边，从而专注于奉爱服务。
So you have raised a very important point. I'm sure, as you say, people all over the planet, they're spending their time watching these things and wasting their human life.
所以您提到了这一点是非常好的。您说到了就是全民都在玩抖音，那他们实际上都是在浪费时间。
So we say the blind follow the blind. You have to be intelligent. You have to not follow the blind people. You have to understand where you want to go.
有一句话就叫盲人引导着盲人，你必须要有智慧，不追随那些盲人，而要知道自己的目的地。
Krishna told Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, armed with knowledge, stand and fight.
Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》当中教导 Arjuna, 以知识为武器，作战吧。
But you will have to fight the enemy called lust, the desire to want to enjoy the senses.
我们必须要跟色欲这个敌人作战，色欲呢就是想要感官享乐，感官享乐的愿望。
Human life is being wasted on all of these stupid things.
人体生命就由于这些种种的愚蠢的事物，就这样白白浪费了。
So you have to be very careful and.You know, it's just like smoking cigarettes or drinking. We get addicted to these things. We become attached.
所以您要非常小心，这就有点像有烟瘾和嗜酒、酒瘾一样，人们就越来越变得沉溺其中。
And the more you watch, the more you become addicted, and the more you waste your time, waste your valuable life.
你越看那个抖音呢，你就越上瘾，结果呢，就越浪费了那生命时间。
Just we become just like in a city, they put many bright lights up everywhere, so we become attracted to go and see the lights, and we see, you know, dazzling lights of the material world. And we're thinking very nice.
就像现在呢，在许多城市呢，他们都会有那个灯光秀，就是有那种音乐喷泉啊，就是展示这个灯光幻影，然后人们就这样就被物质世界这些炫目的光芒所吸引。
But we have to know that beauty is very temporary and illusory. It's not reality.
但是我们要知道，这一切美丽既短暂又是幻象的，根本不是现实，不是真实的。
So don't be blinded, don't be attracted by these things. You have to really try to control your mind and senses.
所以千万不要变得盲目，被这些事物所吸引，要控制自己的心意，控制自己的感官。
Like young children, young children become attracted by these things. So young children, they're not very experienced of the material world. They're not trained to control their senses.
就像小孩子们，因为他们年幼无知，没有经验，所以就会被这个物质世界这些炫惑所吸引，他们就没办法控制自己的感官。
So don't be a child. Grow up. Be intelligent. Don't waste your time.
不要总是那样小孩子气，要长大成熟有智性，不要浪费时光。
By some good fortune, you have come to Krishna consciousness. Now you have to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously.
由于好运，您才接触了 Krishna 知觉。您必须得认认真真地对待 Krishna 知觉。
Every moment lost can never be bought back. You've wasted so much time. And you've polluted your mind with all of this nonsense.
失去的分分秒秒都是无法挽回的。你已经浪费了时间，并且让自己的心意受到了污染。所以不要做这些蠢事。
You must become more careful to utilize your time properly.In the service of Krishna.
您必须要小心谨慎地利用宝贵的时光来为主 Krishna 做服务。
There are so many things to be done in the service of Krishna. So many books to read, so many slokas to memorize.
还有那么多的服务等着做。有那么多书籍要去阅读，那么多的诗节需要去记忆。
So you have to try to follow. Try to take more control over your actions. Don't become just a godas. That is a godas, a servant of the senses.
所以您得控制自己的，知道自己的行为，不要做一位 godas。godas 的意思就是感官的仆人。
Okay, any other question?
下一个是来自于 Pushpa Sara Devadasi， 请问 Guru Dev。Vishnu 和 Mahavishnu 有什么区别？
Well, there are three Vishnus. There's no difference, just different names according to the function. Mahavishnu is Vishnu laying in the causal ocean.
它只是不同的名字，按照它的功能，所以有不同的名字。Mahavishnu 是躺在元音之阳的。
And Garbhodakshay Vishnu is Vishnu in the universe, who gives birth to the who from the navel the lotus flower comes and Brahma takes birth. That's Garbhodakshay Vishnu.
Garbhodakshay Vishnu 呢是，从他的肚脐诞生出主 Brahma 的那位 Vishnu.
And Shirodakshay Vishnu is the Lord in the heart, and he's also living in Swetha Dweep on the milk ocean.
Shirodakshay Vishnu 呢是众生心中的这位 Vishnu， 他居住在 Swetha Dweep， 在牛奶之洋上面的 Swetha Dweep。
But they're all Vishnu.
但他们都是 Vishnu。
They're called the Purusha avatars, who do the work of the creation.
被称之为 Purusha avatar， 是从事于创造的 Vishnu。
So they have different names because they're doing different functions, but otherwise there's no difference.
所以这些就是不同的名字而已，因为他们所从事的功能不一样，否则的话他们是都是一样的。
Yeah. Any other question? How you want to?
还有下一个是 Sumukhi Radha， 顶拜 Guru Maharaj， 主持和奉献者们，顶拜你。请问 Guru， 您可否 为我们解释一下清晨图提拉克的时候唱诵的 Krishna 的另外十二个名字都是什么含义呢？
The significance of the different names when we put tilak on the body.
No, the meaning of these 12 names of Krishna.
Yeah, well, 12 names, yeah, the names, different names. There, Prabhupada explains these are different temples on the body. That on the body there are different temples, and we decorate the different temple. Just like you have a temple, you decorate the temple. So we decorate the body, the temple of the body, with the tilak.
就像如果我们有庙宇的话呢，我们会装饰这个庙宇。所以呢，就是在我们身体的这些庙宇呢，我们就用tilak 来装饰这些庙宇。
So the different names are chanted for different parts of the body.
针对躯体的各个部位，我们会吟诵不同的名字。
But I don't know. I've never read anywhere about the particular significance of each name in each different place.
但是呢，我也不知道，我也没有读过。在每个地方各个部位的不同的名字，他们的重要，他们的各自的重要性。
Prabhupada just simply described it as the temples of the body.
Prabhupada 只是简单的把他们形容为这个躯体各个部位的庙宇。
And they're all different names of the Supreme Lord.
而且他们都是至尊主的各个名字。
So different parts of the body, the Lord resides there in that particular name, you could say.
至尊主他居住在躯体的不同部位，你可以说就是至尊主居住在那个特定部位的名字。
So, I don't know about particular significance of the name for each place.
我不知道，就是每个特定的部位的这些名字的这些重要意义。
We know when we put tilak on the forehead, we say Om Keshavaya Namaha. So Keshava on the forehead.
在额头上涂涂提拉克的时候，就会念 Om Keshava Namaha， 所以 Keshava 就是额头上的这个部位的名字。
But I cannot tell you why Keshava is there on the forehead. I just accept that this is the Lord. This is the name we chant. I'm a blind follower.
我也不知道为什么就是在额头这个部分要唱诵 Keshava， 我只是接受，我就是盲目的接受而已。
I'll try to find out。
我会努力的去发现这个重要意义。
Any other questions?
下一个是饶真智婆布的问题。顶拜 Maharaj， 顶拜翻译和主持，为何 Om 为超然的原因，以太中的声音还有哪些呢？ Why Om is the transcendental original sound? And what else are there exist in the ether? What else sound exists in the ether?
Well, Om is the sound representation of the Supreme Lord.
Om 是至尊主的声音代表。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Pranava Sarva Vedishu, that I am the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. So in every Vedic mantra it begins with Om, and this represents the Supreme Lord.
主 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中就说了这个十节，他说：“我是伟达曼特当中的 Om 这个音节，所以 Om 是超然声音，所有的曼特它都起于 Om， 所以 Om 就代表至尊主。”
He's asking why is it transcendental?
The question is that why it Om is the original the sound?
Well, first of all, we say everything comes from sound.
首先呢，一切都是从声音开始的。
The elements, the creation of the elements begin with sound. Sound is there in the ether. So that's the first element.In the material creation.
所以在这个物质创造当中的第一个元素就是声音，以太，因为声音是存在于以太当中的。
And we hear about Brahma, when Brahma took his birth from the lotus flower, he wanted to understand where he was from. He couldn't find out where he was from or what he should do.Then he heard sound, and the Lord vibrated ta pa, the two syllables ta pa, telling him to do austerity. So sound was there in the beginning, before the creation of Brahma.
当 Brahma 呢，他是从一朵莲花当中上面诞生的，所以当主。Brahma 诞生之后呢，他就不知道他自己是他的起源是在哪里，他应该做什么。这时候呢，他就听到了两个音节，他怕，所以这时候他就开始从事苦行。因此呢，就是在创造之初，这个音阵就已经存在着了。
So.In the spiritual world, there's also sound. Krishna plays the flute, right? And Krishna's flute playing is the sound of the Gayatri Mantra.
在灵性世界呢，有那个笛音，Krishna 吹奏着笛子，那他吹奏出了这个笛音呢，是 Gayatri Mantra 的这个声音。
So Gayatri, Lord Brahma got initiated in Gayatri Mantra.
这样呢 ，Brahma 就被启迪，开始念诵、吟诵 Gayatri Mantra.
Some people say.No need for second initiation. They don't want to get second initiation. But Lord Brahma got second initiation. Lord Brahma took Gayatri Mantra.
有的人就认为有这种观点，没必要二次启迪。他们也不想二次启迪。可是我们看到 Brahma 他也得到了二次启迪，念诵 Gayatri Mantra。
So the Gayatri Mantra is transcendental sound.
因此 ，Gayatri Mantra 是超然的声音。
The Maha Mantra is also transcendental sound.
而 Maha Mantra 也是超然的音阵。
It is a Golokera Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. That the holy name descends from Goloka, from the spiritual world.
所以这个世界 Golokera Premadam Harinam Sankirtana 圣名是从灵性世界从 Goloka 降临的、
yeah. Alright
好下一个 Rukmini Devadasi Rukmini Devadasi 顶拜咕噜、感恩翻译和主持请问讲课中说地球上的某些地方是灵性世界在地球上的展示 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的显现是他本人那其他那些同游也是本人显现吗还是其他都显现成普通人进入生死轮回呢感恩您Obeisance Guru, you mentioned in the lecture that on the earth, some places are manifestation of the place from spiritual world. And Krishna in Vrindavan is Krishna himself. Then the question is that his associates are also manifestation of this Krishna's association themselves or are they manifested as ordinary persons they are entering in the cycle of birth and death
are they they're never ordinary persons but they appear like ordinary persons
他们从来都不是普通人，只是他们显得像是普通人，显现的好像是普通人一样。
So they come to this world to take part in Krishna's pastimes, and then they appear to leave the world, just like the Yadu dynasty. They annihilated each other. They fought with each other. They drank wine, and then they fought with each other, and they killed each other.
他们进入这个物质世界呢，是为了从事消时光。然后他们当他们离开这个物质世界的时候呢，好像是就像普通人那样离开这物质世界，就像亚杜族人，他们就是喝了酒，喝醉了酒之后呢，就开始互相杀戮，之后他们就离开了。
Yeah.But it was all Krishna's pastimes. It was his arrangement so that they could go back to their place in the spiritual world. Or some of the people who came, they were demigods, so they went back to the heavenly planets.
这些都是Krishna 的消时光，是 Krishna 安排的。 这好让他们以这种方式就回到灵性世界。如果他们是以半人的身份降临的时候呢，他们是回到天堂。
And some great souls, they come to the world and they stay in this world for some time and then they leave the world. But their death, they're taking birth and they're dying, although it appears to be material, it's not ordinary.
一些伟大的灵魂们，他们降临到这个物质世界，然后呢，这些伟大灵魂又离开这个物质世界。好像是他们出生了然后又死亡了，好像是这是一种物质的出生和死亡，但实际上这个不是普通的出生和死亡。
They are not under the laws of material nature.
他们的这些活动都不在物质法律的，都不受制于物质的法则。
But they appear to be taking birth. They appear to be dying.
但是表面上看呢好像是他们降生了，表面上看从外在的看来好像是他们离世了。
But we should understand their body is not that they're actually transcendentally situated. They're not under the laws of material karma.
但是我们要明白的一点，他们的地位是超然的，他们从来不受制于物质的这个 karma 因果法则的，不受制于物质的因果法则。
So we should never think the pure devotees are ordinary people who take birth and die.
我们永远不要把纯粹的奉献者认为纯粹奉献者是普通人，像普通人那样出生又离世。
还有问题吗？
还有，下一个是来自于淡然一笑。Krishna 知觉是自然而言的发展，感官享乐是要控制，但是灵性进步不是一夜就能达成的。哦，这边呢要控制着不去做感官享乐，那边另外一方面呢还没有在灵性上还没有达成灵性，很纠结。玩抖音要控制，但是在就是玩抖音要控制着玩，但是在培养灵性衣服前是无法控制的，对吧？没有培养高品位，所以不可能放弃低品位。So Krishna consciousness should be very naturally developed. We should control our sense gratification, but at the same time, we have not attained those very high spiritual status. So we have to control our senses not to watch this Douyin. But on the other hand, we haven't developed those higher tastes, so we cannot give up.Those lower tastes.
Anyway, you should feel some disgust for that lower taste, and we should desire to develop the higher taste.
无论如何，你应该对于这些低品味就感到厌烦，而同时呢，应该渴望发展起高品味。
If we think that, oh, I have to take cigarettes and drink alcohol, I have to have illicit sex until I get the higher taste, you'll never get the higher taste that way.
如果你想，哦，在发展起高品位之前呢，我先抽点烟，喝点小酒，来点非法的性生活。如果是这样，以这种想法，就永远发展不起这种高品位。
So you have to become disgusted with the demands of the senses.
应该对于感官的这些所求，你也感到很厌恶。
Then you can look and try to develop the higher taste. It will take some time.
只有有这种心理之后呢，你才会去寻找。并且发展出更高的品位，这确实是需要时间的。
But first, you have to give up these sinful activities.
首先要放弃罪恶活动。
And sinful activities means those things which have no connection to Krishna consciousness.
什么是罪恶活动？就是跟 Krishna 之间无关的活动。
下一个问题。
下一个问题 ，Pushpa Sara Devadasi， 顶拜 Guruji 的莲花族，顶拜，请问，温达文的居民是怎么培养出对 Krishna 的爱，甚至超过对自己的孩子的爱呢？这种心态是怎么培养出来的呢？感恩 Guruji， 感恩主持，感恩 Hare Krishna。How the residents of Vrindavan develop those love for Krishna even more than love for their own children?
Because they perform pious activities over many lifetimes.
这是由于他们生生世世都在从事着虔诚活动。
And these pious activities were all in relation to devotees.
这些虔诚活动都是跟奉献者息息相关的。
So by serving the devotees and by associating and hearing from devotees, then we develop some pious activities. And if we have a lot of that pious kind of piety, then you can develop.You may one day become qualified to take birth in Vrindavan.
因为他们服务奉献者，跟奉献者联谊，聆听奉献者，所以这些虔诚活动逐渐累积到一定程度，就发展出这种资格，能够投生在Vrindavan了。
But some are residents from the spiritual world, they've come from the spiritual world, and so they've come to take part in Krishna's pastimes, that they're eternally living there in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan.
有一些呢是从灵性世界下来的，来参加 Krishna 消时光。他们永恒的是居住在格洛克本达文的。
They are Nitya Siddha devotees, eternally perfect.
他们被称为 Nitya Siddha 奉献者，永恒完美的奉献者。
They never forgot Krishna.
没有片刻忘记过 Krishna。
下一个问题。
下一个是。Jagateshwari Devadasi， 顶拜 Guru 莲花族，顶拜所有奉献者。Guru Dev， 有人把《国家梵歌书》请到家后，发现看不下去，应该怎样帮助他们呢？顶拜 Guru Dev。
Well, how to help somebody who got a Bhagavad Gita but didn't read it?
But they found it very hard, difficult to read this book.
Well, encourage them to hear the holy name, Kirtan, Kirtan and Prasano.
帮助他们聆听圣名 ，Kirtan， 聆听 Kirtan， 还有荣耀 Prasadam.
And become their friend, make a nice friendship with them.
和他们交朋友，成为他们的朋友。
And explain to them that takes a little time, practice in the beginning, difficult to understand, but just keep trying little bit, gradually they will get, they can develop a taste and understanding.
要跟他们解释，就是这需要休息，一开始有点困难，但是要坚持不懈，点点滴滴的去做，逐渐的会发展出品味，发展出理解力。
Instead of maybe you give the small books instead of the big book. Maybe the small book is easier to understand.
有的时候呢，就是不如去给他们小书，因为小书也要容易理解。
Sometimes good to read Li Guangshi, that book.
有一本书叫《新世纪瑜伽》，就是讲的是李广师，就这个书很好，理解起来很容易。
Can help us to enter into the understanding of Bhagavad Gita.
可以帮助我们进入对《薄伽梵歌》的理解。
And sometimes it's easier for people to hear classes.Rather than to read the book.
有的时候，让人们去听课，就有助于人们理解，而不是让他们自己在那儿读书。
Or you read the book with them. You read the book with them and then discuss. You explain it to them.
或者是您跟他们一起来读，然后跟他们一起讨论。帮助他们理解。
下一个问题。
下一个问题，这位奉献者叫 Mobile23BP， 这个化名，顶拜咕噜，感恩翻译主持，我是毛毛，我想问一下，我到底如何念诵？每个人教的都不一样，有教 Hare Krishna。有的叫哈利·克里什纳，还有叫哈瑞·克里什纳，还有克里什纳的。So, this devotee is puzzled about the exact
pronunciation.
Yes.
Well, if I tell you, I may be wrong myself. I don't. And listen to Prabhupada, listen to Prabhupada's tapes. You can hear Prabhupada chanting.
那也许我跟你说完，我自己可能也说的不对，所以你请您听那个 Prabhupada 的念诵。
Listen to Prabhupada chanting. That's very nice. Just chant like him.
Prabhupada 唱诵非常优美的，就像 Prabhupada 那样去念诵。
It's not the pronunciation which is so important. What is important is the devotion.
发音，他们的发音，重要的不是他们的发音，重要的是奉爱。
In different parts of the world, different places, people speak with different accents and they will pronounce differently.
就是在全世界各地，他们都有各地的口音，所以他们的方音发音也是各不相同。
People in China speak different from people in Russia, and people, you know, everywhere in India it's also different. North India different from South India.
中国人的发音呢跟俄罗斯人的发音不一样，俄罗斯人的发音又跟印度人的发音不一样，北印度人的发音又跟南印度人的发音不一样。
So the important thing is Krishna wants devotion. He's not worried so much about your pronunciation.
Krishna 在意的是您的奉爱，他对于您的发音并不是非常在意的。
下一个问题。
下一个，叶倩，顶拜咕噜和所有奉献者不能有规律的念诵，有时候会有骄傲的心态，怎么去克服呢？
Well, you have to beat your mind. You have to become humble. You have to get strong association, somebody who will push you, make you chant.
你需要去打你的心意，变得谦卑，需要强有力的联谊，需要有人去推动你去念诵。
You need to surrender. You have to give up your independent mood. Yes, you're too proud. You should understand this is your stupidity. This is your ignorance.
你需要臣服，放弃您独立的心态。你要认识到，就是您现在，是有骄傲的心态，这是愚蠢的，这是很没有意义的。
Are you serious to be a devotee? If you are, then you have to chant.
您是不是认真真的想成为奉献者呢？如果您真的想当一个奉献者的话，就要必须要念诵。
So control the higher self. Control the lower self by the higher self.
要用你更高层面的自我控制你那个低层面的自我。
It's like you have two wolves, you have two persons in your heart. One is the low person, one is the high person.
就好像你内心有两个人，一个人呢是那个就是更进步的那个人，还有一个是有一个是层面比较低的人。
So don't feed that low nature. Don't feed it. Starve it.
不要给那个本性低级的那个人给他食物，给他营养，要让他饿着。
下一个问题。
下一个是最后一个问题，第九 ，Amy， 上海，顶拜孤儿的莲花族，早安吉祥，早安吉祥，冬至到了，我爸爸的骨灰一直安放在寺庙的宫殿里，我每年都会去2次到3次祭拜。按照 Krishna 直觉，除了念诵圣名外，还有其他什么方式可以祭祀祖先呢？感恩 Guru。
Well, just then, you should become a pure devotee, and then you can deliver your father.
您需要自己成为一个纯粹的奉献者之后呢，就可以救赎你的父亲了。
Just like Prahlad Maharaj delivered his father.
Prahlad Maharaj 就拯救了他的爸爸。
His father was a big demon. Lord Nrsingadev killed him.
他爸爸是个大恶魔，被主Nrsingadev所杀。
But because his son was a very good devotee, the father got liberation.
因为儿子是优秀的奉献者，因此父亲也得到了解脱了。
So you have to become a good devotee, and then your father will benefit greatly.
您自己应该成为一个优秀的奉献者，这样您的父亲能够从中获得巨大的益处。
Okay.
还有最后一个，还又来了一个。Shyamasaki Hare Krishna, 顶拜亲爱的 Gurudev, 敬拜所有的奉献者。一直以来，我不断祈祷主庇护我传教顺利，让更多人走进 Krishna 知觉。我也做了努力，可总是困难重重。是不是 Krishna 不喜欢我，不接受我的服务，使我陷入困境之中呢？So this devotee has been praying to Lord to give her shelter so that she can preach smoothly and make more people enter into Krishna consciousness. She had made a lot of endeavor, but there are so many obstacles. So she is asking, is that because Krishna doesn't like her and doesn't accept her service and make her into a difficult situation?
Well, you have to prove your sincerity to Krishna. You have to show him that you're sincere. You have to be patient and you have to wait. It will take time.
你需要向 Krishna 证明您的真诚，您需要有耐心，需要时间。
It's not that you just pray to Krishna and immediately Krishna gives you what you want. Krishna wants to see you're really sincere, you're really genuine. So you have to be patient.
不是说您前一秒钟向 Krishna 祈祷之后，下秒钟 Krishna 马上就会应验您的祈祷。Krishna 需要去看一下您是不是真的真诚，所以呢，您需要有耐心。
Just like when you get married, the wife wants a child immediately. She has to wait, take some time. So the same way, you have to be patient.
就好像当新婚之后，妻子马上就希望有自己的小宝宝，但是她需要等待，需要时间。同样的，你也需要时间。
Okay, Hare Krishna.
没有了。
好，今天结束了，感谢 Guru Mani 真泰的翻译，感谢夏天，就这。
Good day。Sita Saki 好像要问问题，但是他还没打上来。您时间还方便吗？
需要多长时间？
我不知道，我回头这样吧，我让他单独发给我，我再发给您吧。
好，可以。
好，那我们今天早课就先到这里。
好，
谢谢 Good Day。
感谢奉献者，稳定，感谢。Hare Go, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai。
Jai。
Lord Premanande, Hare Go。
Hare Hare Go。好，我们今天早课到这里结束了。Hare Krishna。